Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
I was in Portland, Oregon not too long ago, and I had some extra money and some extra time, and so I bought some burritos. I mean, these are simple $2.50 bean and cheese burritos, and I walked around downtown Portland for a couple of hours and, you know, offered these burritos to people who were on the streets. And you know, sometimes people cuss me out, told me off, said they hated me, they hated burritos, they weren't hungry, they didn't want to talk to me, they didn't want to have a burrito. And so I said, okay, that's fine, I hope you have a good day. And I went to the next person. One of these guys I sat down next to, you know, I offered him a burrito, and he said, yeah, thanks, that'd be great, I haven't eaten in a while, it'd be fantastic. And so we just started talking, you know, while he was eating the burrito, and we're talking about whatever, you know, baseball, basketball, football, politics, weather. You know, if you could go anywhere, where would you go in the States? Or where's your favorite place? Where have you traveled? You know, those kinds of questions, just general conversational type questions. Halfway through his burrito, he turned to me and he said, Mike, do you know you've changed my week? And I thought, you know, what are you talking about, man? It's a $2.50 bean and cheese burrito. And what do you mean it's changed your week? And he said, no, I'm serious. It's not the burrito. I mean, the burrito's fine, but you're the first person who's talked to me in a week. Thank you. And I mean, I was blown away at that point, right? Because it's like, here's 5 minutes of my day and $2.50 worth of bean and cheese burrito. And it's an opportunity to rehumanize somebody. I think it's one of the most fascinating lenses through which to read the gospel stories. We consistently see Jesus rehumanizing the people who are on the margins of his society, the people who are the outcasts, the people who the quote-unquote respectable people in Jesus's day will not associate with. They'll have nothing to do with them. The people who are on the margins, the leper, the people who are paralyzed, the prostitutes, the sinners, the quote-unquote tax collectors. These are the people who Jesus, again and again in the gospel, consistently makes an effort to go and to be with. And as he's with them, he rehumanizes them. He relates with them. He treats them like they're human beings. He treats them like they are human beings created in the image of God. And I think that that's one of the most important things that we need to keep in mind, particularly as people who are Christians, who are claiming to be followers of Christ, a willingness to rehumanize one another by the way we treat one another. Not treating one another merely as problems to be solved, but treating one another as people created in the image of the creating, sustaining, and redeeming God. And I think that that means looking one another in the eyes, treating one another like we're human beings, not treating one another like we're just a waste of time or wastes of space or wastes of life. I think that that's a very important aspect of how we respond to one another and how we treat the men and women of our community who are in desperate economic situations.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.